This is Politics with Amy Walter from The Takeaway. So here's something I've been thinking about. Former Starbucks CEO and potential third-party candidate Howard Schultz wants us to
talk honestly about our problems.
And to
debate them with civility, with respect, and optimism.
Conservative columnist Arthur Brooks recently wrote in a New York Times opinion piece,
"The key to greater unity and more progress isn't actually to agree more or to disagree less. It's to disagree better."
One of the easiest lines in politics is to attack Washington, D.C. and its dysfunction. If you're looking for an amen from those in the chattering class, make sure to write an op-ed where you make the case for finding common sense solutions to our common problems. But the political challenge we face today isn't that we simply need to be more measured in our disagreements. It's that we disagree about the challenges and problems facing the country in the first place. It's impossible to talk about solutions if we don't agree on the same set of problems. Now, it hasn't always been this way. According to the Pew Research Center, 20 years ago, the top priorities of Democrats and Republicans were much more aligned than they are today. In 1999, improving the education system topped the list of priorities for both Republicans and Democrats, and four of the five top issues for Republicans were listed among the Democrats' top five issues as well. Gotta get 10 years later, in the wake of the financial crisis, three issues, economy, jobs, and terrorism, topped the list among both Republicans and Democrats. I'm so fancy. You already know. 5 years ago, the economy, the job situation, and Social Security all ranked among the top five issues in both parties. Today, there is not a single overlapping priority among the top five for Democrats and Republicans. Moreover, on some of these issues, the gap between how big a priority one party sees an issue and how important the other party sees that same issue is dramatic. For example, the Pew Report finds that two-thirds of Democrats identify global climate change as a top priority, while just 21% of Republicans say the same. That's almost a 50-point gap. In other words, it's not just that many Republicans believe that the Green New Deal is an inadequate or incorrect solution to environmental challenges facing the country. Instead, many don't see climate change as the pressing issue Democrats think it is. Many also think the issue is actually overblown or even a hoax. The border wall is another example. There is no easy solution to the issue of building a border wall when one side sees it's critical to
keep America safe,
and the other side views it as
an immorality.
That's not to say that finding political common ground is impossible. In fact, it's pretty easy. A political leader should identify the issues for which both sides have shown common concern and then lean into those. Pew found the smallest gaps in priorities between Democrats and Republicans on Social Security, jobs, drug addiction, and transportation. But guess what? Democrats didn't name a single one of those issues on their top five priority list, and Republicans mentioned just one, Social Security. And so we are back to square one. A Democratic candidate for president isn't going to generate a whole lot of enthusiasm if he or she isn't talking about any issue in the top five priority list. Even politicians who want to turn down the rhetorical heat, like a Joe Biden or a John Hickenlooper, are going to face the same kind of challenges that more combative candidates like Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and President Trump face. The priorities they are focusing on are not the same priorities for the other side. In an interview with George Stephanopoulos on Good Morning America, former Colorado Governor Hickenlooper boasted a record of
bringing people together and getting things done.
Hickenlooper said he'd go to the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's office and find a way to get to common ground. Yet, as we already can see in the data, what the issue is for McConnell and his caucus is likely to be fundamentally different from what the issue is for Democrats. Fundamentally, we don't agree on the direction and priorities for this country. The only thing that can change this dynamic is an existential threat to the country that almost all of us can agree upon. Sadly, that usually means something has gone very, very wrong. What are you thinking about this? You can tweet me at Amy E. Walter. And while you're on Twitter, make sure you're following the show at The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.